Hello, Melody. Thank you for joining me on the Rural Opportunities podcast. I'd like you to just start to with introducing yourself and your role with the Alberta Goat Association.
Hi, Megan. Thank you so much for inviting me and reaching out to the Alberta Goat Association. We are really appreciative of this time to get to talk and talk about goats and our association. I'm Melody McKinnon. I've done a lot of things in my life, had a few businesses, and I'm also an RN
Oh, cool.
and started with goats in 2011 along with my brother. And I'm currently on the board of directors. I am co-chair of this year's conference committee, and I have served as president and vice president of the association, but I sort of prefer to work on the committees. I feel it's a better fit and where I can do the most, most concern.
That's really cool. Can you tell us a little bit about your goat operation and why you got into goats originally?
Oh, okay. It's a wee bit of a long story, but when I moved home to the farm in 2010, I'd lived in Lethbridge for 24 years, and I always went took my kids, and I had a day home. I always took them to Ag Expo in Lethbridge, which is the first weekend of March. And the last few years, I know they've expanded this since, which I'm delighted to see, but the last couple of years we went, they had just started bringing more animals in. We'd go to the barns, it was freezing cold. And the one year they had some goats, and you get right in the pen. I think they were Nigerian dwarfs. They were little ones. And I fell in love with goats. So when I moved here in 2010, I said to my mom and her hubby, I said, I want some goats. Because they've been cattle people for decades, but there'd been no, because of Larry's health, there'd been no cattle here or anything like that for many years. It was just his draft horses. And they kind of looked at me like, goats? So I dropped the subject. And a year later, my mom and my brother, who by then was, on workers' comp for a back injury, decided that I come home from work one day and they said, "Oh, we're getting goats." And that's where it started. That's, I guess me mentioning goats, they decided, oh, this isn't a bad idea. I love goats. I really do. My mom really came to love them as well. She passed away in 2021. But she loved sitting in the living room watching them out in the one pasture and loved the babies. So, yeah, that's kind of how I got into goats.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, they
I
are
have.
very cute creatures and very like fun and jumpy and just all over the place.
They're also very curious and intelligent animals, which does bring its own challenges.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm very excited to learn more about goats and talk to you and learn more about the Alberta Goat Association. I think this is common that most people don't know that much about goats because it's a less common livestock to have. But it seems like more people are gaining interested in, like you said, it's starting to show up at more exhibitions and stuff. So let's just start with what is the Alberta Goat Association and what is their mission?
Okay, so I actually typed out the mission statement because I never quite get it completely. So our official mission statement is to provide leadership in all aspects of information, education, promotion, lobbying, and representation of the goat industry, striving for a profitable and stable future. So putting that in, our real terms, we're an association of goat producers and those who are interested in and passionate about the goat industry. So you don't have to have goats to be a member. We are the most active and supportive provincial goat association in Canada, providing education and resources to our members as well as the public at large. We provide mentorship to new and existing members and work closely with national groups such as Canadian Goat Society, Canadian National Goat Federation, there there's another one. I'll get, the National Farm Animal Care Council and others. For example, when Canadian National Goat Federation and the NFACC were updating the code of practice for the care and handling of goats, Alberta Goat Association was directly involved with developing those updates.
Oh, wow.
So we deal with government and other things, mm-hmm. as well as helping producers.
Yeah, that's very important. And it's great to have the association to be there to educate members. And just like you said, you don't have to have goats to be a part of it. So if you're just learning about it, or you want to mm-hmm. maybe talk to someone who has goats and see if it's the right thing for you, that's a great Absolutely. Resource to have. Yeah. So what specific services does the Alberta Goat Association provide to its members and the rural community? You touched on that a little bit.
Did. So we provide a monthly newsletter called Goat Droppings to all our members. This contains updates on everything the board of directors are currently working on, as well as articles on current topics that relate directly to the industry, which is research, etc. All members also receive an online subscription to Goat Rancher, a monthly publication devoted to goats.
Hmm.
As you know, we've got a conference coming up in November in one of my favorite cities, Camrose. I did it there years ago, and I've got a soft spot for Camrose. This has been traditionally an annual event with speakers covering the full spectrum of the goat industry. Last year, for example, we had a speaker actually from Camrose, on talking about mental health and agriculture, because that's a huge thing. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, our animals are also going to suffer. All right. So we had mental health and ag. We also had a physiotherapist come and talk to us about how to maybe avoid repetitive motion injuries or maybe acute injuries.
That's a great topic.
Okay. Yeah, so as well as we had a vet who presented on the most current research and suggested practices for goat health. We had a speaker, an expert in the field of feed and forage, who taught us how to make feed choices and balance the cost benefit ratio.
Interesting.
So there's a lot we do. And again, our events are open to the public. It isn't just for the goat world.
Cool. So anybody could come to your conference?
Anybody can come to the conference.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so what date is that happening? Sorry?
That is November 9th and 10th. So Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's all day. And Sunday, I think we're wrapping up at around 3.
Awesome.
Give people time to get home.
Awesome. The Alberta Goat Association website is a wealth of information. Like I said, I don't know that much about goats. But if anybody is curious, like, you guys have so much information, even just a little fun facts and some like history on goats, which is really cool. So I definitely encourage people to check out your website, because there's a lot of information and resources on there.
Thank you. And I'm going to give Mallory Kaiser, president of our board, credit, because she's the one that does most of the website work. And she does do an amazing job.
Mm-hmm. So,
the other thing, I just want to mention something here. I wasn't sure where to stick this, so I'm sticking it here. Another thing that Alberta Goat Association has been really active in and working towards is traceability. Now, I don't know, a lot of people are not aware, but goats are the only livestock that don't have traceability at this time in our country.
For people who aren't sure, traceability, you mean like if there was a storm or something and the goats got out, or?
No, this is more to do with the food chain and protecting the food chain. So cattle, pigs, sheep, they cannot leave the farm without an official CCIA identifier.
Right.
Goats don't have that as of yet.
Interesting.
We're really close, and we're really excited about it. We've been, AJ has been a staunch proponent of getting traceability into our industry for over 25 years. Yeah, we've been working on it for over 25 years. We've worked closely with CCIA, CFIA, and recently with LIS to achieve this. And we're really happy that we are within 1 to 2 years of it going live.
Wow.
We are so excited. What this means is it will open our borders. We currently cannot bring in breeding stock. We cannot ship out breeding stock outside of our country.
Okay, so nationwide.
It's a huge thing. So we all remember the BSE crisis that closed the borders, all right? And their ability to trace back where the affected cattle had come from limited the number of herds that unfortunately did have to be depopulated, but it limited it to only those they had to focus on.
Right.
Because they could trace those animals back to every farm they've been on their whole life. We don't have that in goats. Mm-hmm. So if the equivalent disease in to BSE in sheep and goats is called scraping. And we do have a scraping monitoring program in this country, but without traceability, should a positive case show up, the depopulation in the region that animal's found in is going to be huge.
Right.
Okay. And, like, where did it come from? Like, it's important to know these things. So that's where traceability comes in, and that's why it will open our borders for breeding stock, goat products, etc. So we're pretty excited.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's a long time coming too. You guys have been working on that for a long time.
Yeah.
And that not only, like, that protects buyers and goat producers too, like, just to know.
Everybody. And in every agricultural industry where there's traceability, there are people that aren't in favor of it.
Hmm.
That's okay. But overall, I believe it's far better for our industry.
Mm. Interesting. That's very cool. That's a long project.
Yeah, it was.
In your opinion, is there room for more goat farmers in Alberta? Like, what is the market like? What is the industry like?
Yeah, there's room. That's the short answer. So there's different sectors of the goat industry that we'll get into a little more later, but there's meat and dairy and fiber and what we call other, vegetation management, and then other. And we have some information on that further down. But for example, in the meat industry, goat meat industry, Canada imported a total of $20.5 million worth of goat meat in 2023.
Wow.
Okay. That's how much we're not producing yet. Mm. So in Alberta and across the country, there is room for growth. There's room for growth in the dairy sector as well as fiber. I know there's room for growth there. So the two fibers that goats produce, different breeds produce these, is cashmere and mohair.
Hmm.
And these are highly sought after products. Like, go buy a cashmere sweater, go price out a cashmere sweater, yeah. Cashmere or mohair. But they're so lovely to wear. I actually have a couple scars that are cashmere, and I just love the feel of them. They're so lovely.
I actually didn't know that fiber was one of the goat industries. I thought that goats had hair.
They do have hair.
They do have hair, but there's hair is still used.
Yes. So primarily Spanish goats produce the cashmere.
Okay.
And that's their winter coat, actually. So in the spring, you comb that out. All right. So you leave the rest of their hair on them.
Oh, cool.
I have a buck who's a Spanish Kiko cross. So the cashmere he produces isn't as high quality, so I don't harvest it. But he's got this really long hair, especially on his back legs. And it's got to be like, you know, 6-8 inches long in the winter.
Wow.
It's really cool. And then mohair, those goats, they fascinate me. They have ringlets, those this year.
Okay.
And we do have a producer, John Henderson, who has White Treasure Farms, and he is a fiber producer. So he knows a lot about it.
Okay. That's really cool. I didn't know that. So what would you say is the ratio of like meat, fiber, you said vegetation management, dairy?
I have that. The numbers are approximately dairy 24% in Alberta, meat production 60%, and other is around 16%. So that would cover pets, goat yoga, fiber, packing goats, vegetation control. Vegetation control is an area of growth in the goat world. There's been a lot of research on the effectiveness of multi-species grazing, and goats are actually pretty easy on the environment that they're grazing.
Yeah, and they tend to eat a lot of noxious weeds and other vegetation that a lot of other livestock will just forget about. I have seen quite a few municipalities using goats for vegetation management, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Goats are not grazers like sheep and cattle. They are actually browsers. So when you're thinking about goats, think deer, both physiologically and behaviorally and grazing. All right. Anything 6 feet down, 6 feet and down is theirs. They will stand up on their hind legs to get those branches off the tree. They'll walk down small saplings and hold them down while they clean them off.
Yeah.
They'll clean out brush. I'm going to say it's about a 30 to 40 acre parcel that we fenced for them. It's old brush. It was impenetrable when we first fenced it and turned them in there. Within 2 years, you can see way down, you can walk through there. They've watered, they clean you up beautifully. You know, so yeah, they're browsers. They like grass, don't get me wrong, but if they have a choice between bush and grass, I go for the bush.
Interesting. So they're eating like a lot of twigs and.
Oh, yeah, small trees, literally. Rose bushes, like the wild rose bushes.
Oh, really?
One of their favorite meals.
Wow. I feel like that would not be very comfortable to eat, but.
I know, right? and it's research has shown their palate, the roof of their mouth, is actually more tender than the cows. So when we're feeding alfalfa hay, we can't have it really stemmy because it's roof of the mouth. But they eat thistles and rose bushes, and I just kind of shake my head and go, okay, whatever.
That's so funny. They're interesting little animals.
Oh, they are. I love them.
I just thought of a question of dairy. So, like, in Canada, the cow dairy industry has quota. Is that the same for goats, or is it different?
No, it is different. Now, there's actually a separate association of the dairy producers in Alberta and BC. A lot of them were members of AGA, but they felt that they felt that they wanted to have their own association to deal with some specific to their industry. Rock Ridge Farms, just outside of Red Deer. Patrick and Sherry Lynn Boss. They have one of the biggest, if not the biggest, goat dairy in our province. It's fully automated. They do sometimes do some tours. They've been on national news with their when they first got their system from Europe.
Wow.
But yeah, the last time I talked to them, they told me that all the liquid goat milk we buy in the stores in Western Canada was produced in Western Canada.
That's really cool.
So it is. Yeah.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. So one of the challenges, again, for those of us in the goat world is we don't have the trade protections that other industries enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be one of our next big projects.
Yeah. Yep. Always got to be working on something.
Oh, yeah.
So have you seen an uptick in, like, the need for goat products, like goat milk and...
Yes, the demand is there and growing. What's affecting that demand? There's a couple of things. First of all, new Canadians. Okay, I'm going to back up there. Goat meat is the most widely eaten red meat in the world.
Yeah, I actually read that on your website, that 50% of the world eats goat meat, and I would not have guessed that.
So one of the reasons for that is goats are super adaptable. There's very few climates that they can't thrive in. They don't, as I mentioned earlier, they don't need the vast grass that a cow does, and they're smaller.
Right.
So they can, they'll browse on whatever's available and they'll do well on it. And for, you know, countries where the economy is difficult, goats produce fertilizer, and you can use goat manure right from the get-go. It doesn't have to compost any length of time. It won't burn crops or gardens. Okay. Yeah, it's amazing. And they digest the weed seeds, so you're not getting the weed seeds.
Mm.
They produce milk. They use their most common birth is twins. So oh. If somebody has a goat and then she has twins, well, now we can get milk and their hide at butcher time. Their hide is a very high quality leather.
Mm.
And so, yeah.
You get a lot of an animal.
Have you ever heard the expression to handle somebody with kid gloves? That's referring to the leather from young goats. From kid goat.
Oh.
And it's an extremely, historically, a very sought after product.
Mm. Interesting. Yeah. And historically, goats, on your website, it said like for like canteens and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like goat products were used for a lot of things historically.
Yes. So, new Canadians are looking for good quality goat meat. And also in general, people are just becoming aware of healthier choices. For example, goat meat is significantly lower in calories, fat, saturated fat, and cholesterol than any other red meat.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's overall healthier. Goat milk and the other, you know, milk-based products, goat milk has, almost 1% less lactose than cow's milk. Mm. So people who are lactose intolerant can often tolerate goat milk.
Interesting.
It's also believed by scientists that it's easier to digest because the protein molecules in goat milk are smaller than those in cow's milk.
Mm.
And so they're easier to digest for people with any digestive challenges. There's also... both cow milk and goat milk contain more protein than your plant-based ones as well.
Yeah.
So there is demand, and then we get the toiletries as well. So the personal care items, soaps and lotions, and they tend to be easier on people's skin.
Mm.
goats are cool.
They
Goats
are
give
cool.
goats give
They're,
us a lot.
yeah, they do. Wow. I didn't even think of soap either. But yeah, I have seen goat milk soap, and yeah, for sure.
You should try something.
Yeah, I should. Next time I see it, it's usually like at a farmer's market or something.
I was going to mention that later on. And if you want to find some of these goat products, go to your farmers markets. Go, to some of the smaller online platforms. Look for those small local businesses and support them.
Yeah, for sure. That's really cool. Yeah, totally forgot about soap. What are some of the most common challenges faced by goat producers in Alberta?
There's a lack of research for goats in general. As I've mentioned, their nutritional, their physiological makeup is very different than cattle. They're not small cows, and it's actually very different than sheep as well. So the research for those species doesn't translate well to goats. Goats have very specific nutritional needs that are different. We have a visitor, and I don't understand on the keyboard. Go. She's one of my cats. Just wants to be outside, and she doesn't like rain. Anyways, so one of the challenges is a lack of research to base good decisions on. But that is starting to change. When we were preparing for this conference, I reached out to University of Saskatchewan to see if they had any speakers or any current research they could share with us. And they would have loved to have. However, the best choices for that are on either sabbatical or away at doing other things. And that leaves them a little short staffed for their clinic, so they can't send anyone for us, but they have three or four research projects ongoing right now on goat for goats. So I'm excited to hear about those results when they come out. There's a perception, I think, and it's been true, although it's changing, is that the goat industry in Alberta isn't, or in Canada, is a niche market. That's changing and changing fast. We are starting to see researchers getting interested in all areas of goat health, goat nutrition, parasite control, etc. So that's one of our biggest challenges.
Yeah, that's great that there is organizations starting to do more research, and with the increase in demand for goat products too, that's great opportunities for current goat producers and people who might be interested in it too.
Yes.
That's really good. Is there any other upcoming trends that you see in the industry that you're excited about?
Sorry, forgive me for this. I'm just looking at one of the other. I'm going to go back to the challenges, if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the other challenges we face is imported goat meat. So as I mentioned earlier, $20.5 million of goat meat imported in 2023. But certain consumer groups have expressed concerns about the imported goat meat, especially that labeled halal, because it's difficult for them to actually share the meat was butchered in accordance with their beliefs when it's coming from New Zealand and Australia. And butchering was done up to a year before it hits our shelves.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, read the labels. Was it grown here in Canada or is it coming from Australia? Well, it was butchered and kept frozen for the last year or up to a year. Okay. Another challenge is lack of processing to meet the demands of the larger market. But again, AGA is working to meet buyers of processors to hopefully get that changed. I'm sorry, but what was your other question?
Is there any like upcoming trends that you see that you're excited about? Any new opportunities in the industry that you're looking forward to?
I actually have there it is. Sorry, I wrote this out, so forgive me, but I didn't want to miss anything. So we have a very positive outlook in our industry overall. There's market demand for meat, and everyone I've spoken to much prefers the taste and overall quality of Alberta goat over the imported products, actually. In fact, they've got customers say they won't even buy that stuff. It tastes terrible. So I haven't tried it. I stick to my own. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, well, especially if it's fresh, like if the other stuff has been frozen for a year, the taste would just be uncomparable.
Yes. So other areas of growth and innovation are vegetation management, as we mentioned. Recreational activities are starting to grow. Goat packing, yoga. Yeah. Now you have to have the small breeds of goats to do the goat yoga, because I don't think you could handle a 150-pound doe sitting on your back while you're doing yoga.
Not really.
Our big goats grow big. So, but those videos of those little pygmies bouncing around, yeah, they're adorable. People are learning that goats can be amazing support animals and pets as well. And with the smaller breeds, such as the Nigerian dwarfs and the pygmies, that's not hard to have a couple of pet goats.
Right.
Another area that's growing and interesting demand is the toiletry items that we discussed, the soaps and lotions and things like that. The other area that's starting to have a resurgence, and we're really happy about this, is goat shows. There used to be a lot of goat shows in various provinces throughout the year in Canada. Pandemic and other challenges faced by agriculture in general, that there haven't been very many for a few years now. However, we're seeing a comeback and we're really happy about it. It's lovely to, as Canadians, be able to showcase the amazing animals that we already see, whether they're purebred or what we call commercial, not purebred, but outstanding animals. So excited about that.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. There's a ton of cattle shows out there, and not a lot of goat shows. I did see on the website too that goat 4-H is possibly becoming more of a thing too.
Yes, and we gladly sponsor any 4-H clubs that have a goat club or have goats within another club, because you have to have so many kids raising goats to make that its own club, but they can put it under another club, but they can apply to us for sponsorship, and we are happy to do that. We used to have a pretty good youth division at one time, but the kids grew up.
Yeah.
You know, and the younger ones aren't quite ready for that, although they're starting to get to that age. So
that's amazing.
But we have resources on our, if you click on youth on our webpage, we have resources. And actually 4-H is, Alberta has approached us about printing them and using them for any of their kids raising goats.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a really great resource. So you mentioned at the beginning the conference that you guys have coming up in November. Is there anything else that you want to say about that conference?
Oh, a little bit. I do have a few things. Let me scroll down there, because really, first of all, as I mentioned, our events are always open to the public. Okay. Members to get a reduced registration fee, but anyone can attend. And we love it when other people attend. We do everything we can to give the best value and keep the registration affordable. I've been doing a little research on the costs of other, you know, similar events, and the registration fees are $400 and up. And we kept ours at $275 for non-members and $225 for members. So I think we've done really well. Mm-hmm. And we feed you pretty good. Mm-hmm. Actually, Saturday evening, we always have a dinner that is goat meat, based on goat meat. And we have different cultures usually each year. This year it's Jamaican.
Oh, Chef, cool.
Chef Mon from Edmonton will be catering that meal. So we're pretty excited. I've had his food and I love his stuff. Mm. So a little bit about the conference itself. So Dr. Melissa Moggi, she's the VP of our board of directors, and I are the co-chairs. And the theme this year is growing your goats, your market, your business. So all our speakers will be contributing to that theme in one way or another. We've got a nutritionist who will be showing us how to read our feed and forage reports and how to apply that information in deciding the best possible mineral mix for each farm, because each area, each farm has different minerals in the soil and available to goats. Goats have a very high copper need. Their nutritional needs, right. So at the conference, we've got a couple speakers who will be helping to address that and teach us on that, a nutritionist and some forage specialists from Westlock. So we're reading, and we're also going to be talking about when my brother and I started with goats years ago, we were told, oh, you can't feed them silage or haylage or baylage or any of those things. And then over the last few years, you know, I've been actually looking at this, and because in wet years, it's hard to get good hay affordable at an affordable price. So I was talking to somebody who has friends in Ontario in the dairy goat industry, and he said, well, that's all they feed is haylage and baylage. So we've got these forage guys going to talk to us about this and clear up some of the confusion. So I'm looking forward to that. Two other things that happened at the conference that I'd like to mention is our trade show. We have booth space for businesses. Gives them the opportunity to reach out to, you know, a target market. They're there for the full 2 days with us. And they're right actually at the CRE, they're going to be in the same area. So it's 2 days of full exposure. So they can showcase their products and or services. And we also have a silent auction.
Oh, cool.
So this is a lot of fun. Businesses from all over the province are kind enough to donate items, and everyone gets a chance to bid on them. And I've seen some pretty intense bidding, you know, on some items. I was participant in some of that last year because we wanted. And these funds help the AGA to keep the registration affordable and also help with our sponsorship efforts, say with 4-H, et cetera.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's shaping up to be a really great conference.
And we're pretty excited. Yeah. There's been a lot of really hard work put into it by the committee. And but we're happy to do it because it's worth it. It's really worth it. And it's nice to have a couple of days with other people that the first couple of years my brother and I had goats, we didn't know about the association. Back then it was the Alberta Goat Breeders Association. We didn't know about them, and we had a couple of really rough years because we had no mentorship, no one to turn to that understood goats. And so that's one of the reasons I love being a member is the people, the support, and now in turn I get to mentor others and hopefully help them miss some of the pitfalls we hit.
For sure. And you mentioned mental health before too, and it's nice to get together and talk to other goat farmers and get off the farm and just interact with people. And, you know, I think most people who have a farm don't really like to leave the farm that much, but it is good to get out and, you know, learn some stuff with people too. So.
Yeah. And Saturday evening, we always have, you know, a bar for cash bar for a couple hours along with dinner. And the storytelling that goes on after dinner at the tables is always worth it. So, you know, it's fun.
I bet. You touched on it a little bit, Melody, but what is your personal motivation to be a part of the Alberta Goat Association, and what inspired you to be a part of it?
When we found them, the people, the support, the knowledge base, you know, and being able to talk to people who have been in this longer than me, you know, and have more experience. And, you know, the fact that we do reach out to government and address issues with them and the traceability and all that, just to improve the industry for everyone, whether they're a member or not, it helps everyone. And as I said, I now have the chance, I now have some knowledge that I can help others and mentor them and answer questions. And I had a neighbor, well, I mean on the farm, a neighbor, she's a little over half an hour away. She called, it was a couple of years ago, she called me, she said, I've got a blood goat, I don't know what to do. And I said, okay, this is what you do, and I'm on my way. And we got up there. I got up there, and that goat blood can kill, as we know, any ruminant. And so I said, okay, you know, we treated the goat, we got it cleared up. It was there for a couple hours, but she was the new producer, and bloat's scary. Bloat's really scary. I have actually lost a couple animals to it over the years. And so I was so glad because this was a doe when she had kids inside. Got her through it. So it's that kind of thing, you know. Or you meet somebody at the vet and, oh, you've got goats. Oh, you live really close to me. Now we got new neighbors and friends that understand goats. So it's just, yeah. It's just good to have that those are the people that you call and commiserate about. Goats are real, some goats are really good at getting through fences. So you have to have a good fencing if you're going to have goats, I promise you. And that's another thing that we talk to people about and tell them what works for fencing.
Yeah, that's super important, actually. I have very limited experience with goats, but one of our neighbors had, they thought it would be a great idea to get their parents two goats as an anniversary gift. And they have some sheep and cows, and their fences weren't quite up to the standards that goats need. And so they called us, and we were basically just trying to keep these goats in a location, but it really wasn't working. So that's really all the goat experience I have.
Oh, imagine when your neighbor phones you and says, you're at one time I had 300 head of breeding females. And my neighbor called me and said, your goats are in our crop field.
Oh
Oh no.
no. Oh no.
So yeah, it's not a good thing. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, they're very agile animals. Like you said, they're very curious.
And smart. And they are smart, but that's what makes them fun as well. And they each have a distinct personality and they have a very distinct social order within the herd.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently there's local, just like with humans, we have local accents and dialects. Well, apparently goat herds do too.
Wow.
There's been research on that. And then when I found that, I was like, that is so cool.
That is super cool.
So, you know, I am going to say, you know, if you want to try goat products, you want to, you know, go shopping, be discriminating, read the labels. You're probably going to find Alberta goat meat at your smaller shops that maybe, you know, are just sell more often to like your African or Middle Eastern neighbors. But they have, and they'll have all the cool spices too. I love walking in those stores. They smell so good. And they're very generous with their knowledge. And okay, cook it with this and with this. And I love that. Or go to a restaurant to serve goat meat. Try it, you know. You won't regret it, I promise.
I was thinking that earlier. I don't know if I've just never looked for it. Like in your typical like Safeway or Sobeys, is goat milk usually there, or it is
No,
just like small shops?
the dairy products, you will find goat cheese more and more in your deli sections in your major stores. Goat cheese is a bit, it tastes a little bit naturally salty. It's really good. It's usually a soft cheese.
I do love soft goat cheese on salads. It's delicious.
Oh, it's yummy. There's the milk will either be in the dairy, regular dairy, or it might be over in the organic row.
Okay.
But there's all the stores do have the goat dairy products. Goat meat, not as much yet. But keep asking. You know, keep letting the stores know that, hey, we'd like to see some of this. In the meantime, you know, go to the smaller stores. It's nice to support local anyways.
For sure.
You know? And, you know, you might make some new friends.
Totally.
So that's always a good thing, too.
Would you say a lot of goat producers, like, say, for meat, are they selling direct to consumers?
A lot of us are.
Yeah.
There's the on-farm slaughter program that you can register with, which I'm registered with. And I deal mostly with Filipinos. My customer base is the Filipino community. And they love my goats. Mm-hmm. You know, they. In fact, at the very first Alberta Day, a couple of years ago, Alberta Goat set up our booth on the grounds of the legislature. And the then premier, and I cannot remember his name, please forgive me, everyone. It was the premier before our current one. I can't remember his name. Anyways, he came walking through, and I asked him, I said, you know, one of the biggest challenges in our industry is lack of processing. What are you doing about it? And his answer was, well, we've expanded the on-farm slaughter program. Yes, it helps, but it doesn't meet the bigger market.
Mm.
Okay, so it helps us. To me, that's more of a short, medium-term solution,
mm-hmm.
because it's really, okay, on-farm slaughter has to be done outside. You can't do that when it's minus 40. I'm sorry. It's a bit cold, and you can't have running, probably are not going to have running water because you're going to have an ice flow under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some challenges there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of us do sell direct.
Okay.
And if we're not licensed for on-farm slaughter, we can sell the live ends.
Mm-hmm.
And auction, there's several auctions in the province that handle goats, and that's where a lot of ours go, and then the meat buyers buy them.
Awesome. Would you say that the Alberta Goat Association website is the best place for people to find direct? I saw you guys had like a listing of some goat farms in the province. So is that where people should go to look?
All our members are listed under members. And you can do a control F, like if you're looking for Bull or you're looking for Kiko or whatever, where you're looking for a farm in your area, you can do a control F on that page and type in what you want. It'll show you all, you know, it will help sort it. I think there's also now, Mallory's added a search feature on there with the drop-down menu. So there's a couple ways of searching. But yeah, all our members are listed under members.
That's great. That's perfect.
Yeah. So you can reach out to any of us, find somebody who raises meat goats near you and call them and talk to them.
Perfect. That's awesome. Is there anything I missed, Melody, that you want to talk about or anything about the association that I missed?
I think we've done a pretty good job. You mentioned our website, and thank you very much, because mm-hmm. that is the best way to reach us. Another way is our email box, which is admin@albertagoat.com.
Perfect. Yeah, and that's on the website, too, on the bottom there.
Yep. And what happens with those emails, if you've got a specific question about you want to get into fiber, we'll send your email to our fiber people so that you can talk directly to that sector or area or whatever. So we do, you know, we try to match you up with somebody who is quite knowledgeable in the area that you're looking for.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. I learned so much, and you're just a wealth of information about goats. And I really hope your conference is amazing. And if I'm in Camrose, I'll try to stop by. And
Stop by, please do.
yeah, that'd be so cool. But yeah, thank you for talking to us all about goats. And yeah, just have a great
Thank
conference and
you.
everything.
Thanks, Megan, for letting me talk way too long. But there's, yeah, goats are fun. It's bottom line. So thank you very much for this.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Melody.
You too.